Very strong, really, Mark. The market was very strong in 24 and equally as strong in 25. Very strong mortgage availability. There are a lot of buyers out there at the high end of the market who are keen to buy and have very strong backing behind them. And the shortage of supply, really, the lack of property is the driving factor and the main factor, without a doubt, and that continued in 25. Very strong demand and big shortage of supply, and therefore then prices then continued to increase.
So people have the lending available, they have the deposits available, and there's just no houses for them, essentially.
That's it, really, in a nutshell, yeah. You know, there are a significant amount of landlords looking to sell, and certainly we expect that to continue in 26. I think people in general feel that the new legislation is overpowering and overbearing, and I'd definitely see that trend continuing in 26. And what normally happens then, or what has been happening over the last number of years, is that the rental properties are being sold and they're being bought by owner-occupiers. So therefore, that continues to put more stress on the rental sector because, there's such a shortage of new homes. And again, any new homes are being bought by owner-occupiers. So it's a vicious circle, really. And the rental stock is naturally shrinking every year because of landlords selling and owner-occupiers buying those houses.
In terms of supply then, clearly the lack of supply stretches across both houses for sale and houses for rent, then that'd be the case in Kerry as well.
Correct. It is, yeah, it is. Across the county, there are some new developments, certainly. There are few and far between, but hopefully there'll be more in the coming year in 26 because, the market really needs more new houses. It takes the pressure off the second-hand market then, and less stress on the whole system, really. The more supply that's there, whether it's secondhand or new, the better, really, But overall, as I said, it's a very strong market.
In that sense, if there is someone who's sitting on a property, either they're thinking about moving or downsizing, I remember asking you 12 months ago, was it a good time to sell? And the answer was yes. Is the answer still yes?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Again, the percentage increases have been very strong. And, there's Tralee in particular, with the new Estellas development, which is a massive plus to the town, obviously. It's still in a construction phase, and that'll be ending at some stage in the next 12 months, I understand. And obviously then, it'll be a great boost to the town to have a huge amount of jobs up there, and people looking to relocate to the town and the environs of the town,
And another aspect near that Estellas development is the MTU, Tralee's University Town now.
Yes.
That obviously brings additional pressures to the housing sector in any town or city. Is that evident in the Tralee market as well, especially in terms of the rental market?
Yes, yeah. The students are a big part of the rental sector in Tralee, and the cost of building, and especially building apartments, is, apartments probably aren't viable in most counties in Ireland at the moment. So I know there are a lot of students who travel, and looking forward to the future, it would be doubtful that anything would be built in the near future in as regards for student accommodation, even though it's badly needed,
We hear a lot about asking prices in terms of reports from daft.ie and other property price reports. We don't tend to hear as much about the selling price. And is there a big gap between those in Kerry? Are there things like bidding wars going on?
Yes, there are. Yeah. And it's interesting you say that because, the most important thing to look at are the selling prices, really. The asking prices can vary a lot, vary from town to town and county to county. But, the property price register is there for a reason. And it's fairly easy for people to check and see. And recently with the property tax changes, a lot of people were inquiring as regards what their property was worth because of the November deadline there, which passed recently. But to answer your question, a lot of bidding wars, and it's about managing those and managing people's expectations, I suppose, and explaining the situation. And as I said, because of the strong mortgage availability across the county and across the whole country, that's certainly something that's going to continue in 26 as well, I suspect.
And in terms of getting new houses built, the government's tried a few things. They've tried things like taxing zoned lands in the outskirts of towns and things like that. We've seen that in Kerry as well. Doesn't seem to have worked too much. What are the big obstacles that developers are facing or that one-off builders are facing?
Two major obstacles, really. The cost, really, building costs are the biggest ones, Mark. And it's just very expensive to build at the moment. And, you know, the energy ratings and the legislation that has to apply when houses are being built, everything has to be an A-rated property, which puts major onus on the developers then as regards insulation and the constructions, the way they construct it, and, you know, the heating systems, invariably, they're still increasing, unfortunately, and it just makes it difficult then to come out the other side. And obviously, they're looking for a profit when they sell, so the market then bears the brunt of that, you know. So it is difficult because the building costs seem to have no. I don't see any in the short term anyway. I don't see any reason why they won't stop increasing. You know, hopefully they will. And the other obstacle, definitely, the infrastructural delays are very frustrating, Mark. Everyone has a job to do. Irish Water have a job to do as well. And I know it's very frustrating for builders and developers when they have a good product, they're ready to go, they have planning, there is good demand. And then if they're being held back then by an infrastructural delay, you know, it's incredibly frustrating and can delay things dramatically and stop construction, basically stop commencement of developments, you know, which is really disappointing, you know.
We saw recently the Department of Housing releases monthly commencement figures, number of commencements on residential properties, each by county and by month as well. And from January to October, there was the fewest amount of homes commenced in Kerry since 2016, which is almost 10 years. And obviously, the government says we're trying hard to build houses. But you're saying that there's a situation whereby developers might have the land, they might have planning, and still they're not able to actually start.
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating. And those statistics are disappointing. Unfortunately, they don't surprise me because, as I said to you, it's difficult enough as regards the costs. But then when you have the delays as well and builders want to build and sell the houses, and if the Irish Water situation isn't sorted out, then they can't commence. And, you know, and when they're putting in a commencement notice, they want everything ready and everything right. And everybody does. You know, the County Council, Irish Water, the developers, the builders, everybody does. But if there are delays and delays and then they can't get going and can't get started, you know, there is a new option for developers with smaller developments that they can sort out the infrastructural side of it. And that's very welcome because I think that has to come in for smaller developments, because otherwise we'll be having this conversation again next year with the same scenario. And that's very, very disappointing.
And if I was to get you to look into your crystal ball for 2026, have you any predictions on price increases, the rate of price increases, supply? Do you see any positives for 2026, or do you see much of the same kind of frustrations and delays?
I'm an optimist by nature, so I'd like to think that going forward that the supply levels will increase somewhat. You know, as I said, if these delays can be fast-tracked and removed even, because there is great demand out there, there are mortgages available, there are people there ready with cash to buy. You know, everybody we meet now has mortgage approval. You know, it's very rare that you meet someone, oh, I don't have it, I'm waiting, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. The people are very savvy now. They're listening to radio, they're watching television, they know what's involved, they know they have to get their various different documents, they know if they get their income certs and their contracts and everything else that they need. And the mortgage advisors are very efficient. It can be done online now, you can get your approval very quickly. So that's heartening to know that people are coming and they're ready to go and they can buy, and just trying to get the stock there for them is the critical thing, really. So anything that local politicians and governments can do to help with those infrastructural scenarios now, I mean, that's very welcome. That's a great initiative if that is going to be in place in 26 to help developers start, you know, when they want to start and not waiting for an organisation to come back to them and give them the green light on something that they've already given approval for, and that the engineers and all the specific experts that are needed to have the green light for the development to start, they've given all their documents, they've signed off and everything, you know. And if it's a lack of manpower, you know, that's incredibly frustrating if it's a government body that, you know, developers are waiting for it before they start, you know.
And one last point as well, something that we've heard about in Kerry in the last month is that Kerry County Council is going to invite tenders for the construction of affordable housing in Kerry. It's taken off in other counties, probably to a greater extent than well, definitely to a greater extent than it has here because it hasn't taken off at all. It's targeting that squeezed middle. Is that squeezed middle something that you're seeing in your professional life every day?
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult. You know, it is very difficult for people to buy houses at the moment, and anything at all that the government can do and anything that local authorities can do to help the situation is massively welcomed. Until such time as these developments are started and people can see the bricks and the mortar and everything going up and the roads being opened and, you know, more life in towns and villages is what everybody wants. And the employment is here, as I've said, with Estelis. So, you know, it's just more houses that we need, and anything that can be done from any side to help the situation is critical, really, and it has to be done, you know. And the sooner, the better it happens, because we have a great town and we've a great county. And, you know, a load of people have moved back since COVID, you know, and working from home is still a thing I hear all the time. A huge amount of people want to live in the county, so it'd be great if all the various different bodies come together to provide that, you know.